Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Monday night at 9:30 Pacific Time, where we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. Bear with me a little bit. I thought I would escape a cold this year. I usually don't get colds in April, and I usually get them in January, December. I didn't have any, but I've caught one now, and it is a doozy. So I apologize for my voice and probably my ineptitude a little bit tonight. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops, and I appreciate that, where I tweet quite a bit when I have time. If you can't listen to this program live, you can always follow it on the podcast at www.blogtalkradio.com. And these darn colds, cough at night. Oh, my gosh. Let's just go to our very great guest each week and start that out, and I'll shut up. Trevor Hopp, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Southwestern Community College. Colds in April are awful.
Oh, there's nothing worse than that, and I feel for you. So hopefully you're going to get over that that quickly. They're no fun any time of the year, but getting one now, that's no fun.
No, you're right. They're no fun any time of year. What was fun was this North Carolina-Villanova game tonight, and I'm going to ask all of you tonight to kind of give your expert analysis of it. And in my opinion, the best team won.
Well, you know, I just sat back, enjoyed, relaxed, and watched just two really, really good teams go at it. And, you know, I thought Villanova's defense was just outstanding. Their ball pressure is great. Their help side defense is great. They made it – their ball pressure is what shut down the inside game for North Carolina. And then you know, all that great defense led to some good offense, and they needed a big, big, big basket to win it, and they sure hit it. So what an amazing game, and what an amazing conclusion to the whole tournament. That was really fun.
We've come a long ways in 5 years, Trevor. We soon forget 2011 NCAA Final Four game, Connecticut 54, Butler 41. That wouldn't cut it in the NWAC. That'd be a halftime score.
No doubt, no doubt. And I thought this one would be a little bit higher scoring, but you know, both those teams play such good defense, and they're both really good offensively. And that's why they were in the championship game. They weren't one-dimensional. You know, some teams are really good defensively, or maybe some teams are really good offensively, but those teams are both. And, you know, that's impressive to watch. And, you know, and that's funny you bring up that old score. You know, scoring's been up this year, I think, in the NWAC and in NC2A Division I, and that's exciting and fun to watch for sure.
Everything was up this year in all of college basketball. Attendance, TV ratings, everything. They had a banner year, and they ended it with a great game tonight. Trevor, I was going to ask everybody this also tonight. I was all over social media today. Shame on me when I had time in between work. Ripping the Hall of Fame. And once again, Danny Miles does not make it in. I'm not sure if he's going to make it in. Because, you know, if he's not made it in by now, and they're bringing in people like Allen Iverson and Daryl Garrison and all these other people, I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, you know, I've known Coach Miles for years, and if there's ever been somebody deserving, not just because all the wins and not just because of three championships and all the conference championships, but just a great, great coach and great person, great human being. With that being said, I have no clue on how they pick that stuff. So, you know, that's an interesting topic, and I would love to get on the campaign to get him in there, because that's definitely somebody well-deserving, and would love to see that for sure.
No question. And, you know, we'll miss him when he's retired now. But he also, in his article, I believe, in the Portland Tribune, said that he might have retired a little too early. So maybe we will see him back. Maybe he'll be, who knows? Maybe he'll be coaching in the NWAC. You never know.
you don't know. And, yeah, I read that same thing there, and that was interesting there. And boy, he's just done such an amazing job there. I'm happy for him that he's got to retire. And, yeah, who knows what the future will hold for him.
Yeah, maybe he'll be coaching at Lane. They need some good coaching down there on the men's side. So, Trevor, in conclusion, how's things going for you? No, we got more time than this. What am I doing? No wonder I got a cold tonight. So I'm going to keep going with you. How's things going at Southwestern Oregon Community College? I know it's still early, but as I said last week, it'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, we're already into the second week of the term, and guys have just been plugging away and classes and all that stuff. Recruiting's picking up, and just talking to a lot of people. Haven't signed anybody yet, but just trying to wrap some of those things up and get some visits done, and see if we can finalize that some of that stuff. But it's exciting time of the year, and trying to work with the guys in the program that are there, and this is their time to get better, and it's a fun time to be in the gym and working with them, and it's a little more relaxed than the regular season, where we can do more individual stuff and focus on them as players and help them get better.
Trevor, did I hear the other day that you're going to be hosting the crossovers have pretty much gone away, and it's going to be 4-team tournaments, 3 games. Did I hear that you're going to be hosting one of those this year?
Yeah, we'll have one of those in late December. I'm not sure the exact dates yet, but it was going to be our turn to host it, whether it was the 8-teamer or now that they've switched it to a 4-team kind of classic thing, which will work out fine. Don't know who's coming yet. I haven't heard from the other regions. But we are excited to not have to go on the road next year and get to host that. So that's going to be a fun event, and we're going to try to do a great job. And looking forward to finding out who those other 3 teams are. And so everybody will play everybody. So I think it'll be a cool kind of classic / round robin type thing, 3 days and 3 games. So it'll be cool.
Well, I think it would only be fair that who would be in here? You got to have one from each, but it'd only be fair that Whatcom and Spokane play, right? The furthest away.
You just never know. I know we've traveled a long way, so it will be interesting to see who draws the straw to come all the way down here. But somebody's going to have to make a trek, that's for sure. And so, like I said, we're going to do the best job we can to make them feel welcome and run a class event and make it a good weekend.
Very good, Trevor. Have a great week. Thanks for getting us started tonight on a great effort by you, as always. And it's very important to get off to a fast start, as you well know, as a basketball coach.
Well, thanks, Greg. I really appreciate the show, and hopefully you get rid of that cold here real quick.
Oh, yeah, I'll get rid of it by the next guest, because it'll probably get me laughing. But anyway, thank you, Trevor. Appreciate it very much. That's Trevor Hopp, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Now let's swing up to the before-mentioned Eugene, Oregon, and we'll talk to Coach Chomka there, who is the head men's coach for now at Lane Community College.
You know what I always tell my players, like when they say, hey, coach, I don't feel good, I think I'm getting sick, I always tell them to stop kissing on those scandalous women. So I'm going to tell you the same thing, Mr. Crawford. Stop kissing on those scandalous women. You'll probably feel better.
Yeah. Well, the interesting part is I probably better treat you better. So that would be, you probably sent this gold all the way up. You know, those people in Eugene are awful tricky. I would just miss the game tonight, Bruce. It was exciting, unbelievable game.
That was awesome. Yeah, that was a fun game. I was rooting for the Tar Heels. I know Brian Stamm probably was doing jumping jacks that his Villanova Wildcats won that game. You know, he had his Villanova jersey on, but it was a great game. You know, two heavyweights going at it, and it was fun to watch and sit here and enjoy that. That was good stuff.
You know, that Brian Stamm, he's probably one of those guys like Chicago, you know, vote early and vote often, because he always seems to go with the winner.
Yeah, he does it. How could a kid from Lake Tahoe, who graduates from University of Oregon, as I like to call it, be a Villanova fan? That just amazes me. But he's been a fan of theirs forever and worked their camps and that kind of thing. And as soon as that horn went off, he was texting me up and giving me the business. So I'm happy for Villanova and Coach Stamm that his Wildcats, got a national championship. It was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, good for Brian. And Jay Wright is a classy person, always has been. And congratulations to him on winning his first NCAA championship 31 years after Raleigh Massimino won the first one for Villanova. And Raleigh Massimino, Bruce, he's a gamer. He's still coaching in the NAIA in South Florida. So more power to him. Hey,
yeah.
Bruce, Danny Miles, not in the Hall of Fame, but I'd like to get your comments on it. It's kind of getting like we expect him not to get in, but it's awfully unfair in my opinion.
Hey, before we move on to Danny Miles, can you name the school that Raleigh Massimino is the head coach at?
Is it something like Rockwood or Rockville or something like that?
It's Northwood. It's in Florida. You're right.
I had that. Excuse me. I got a cold. I mixed up the N and R's.
You're excused. You're the host. This is your party. We're just happy to be here. But, Coach Miles is amazing. He's been the head coach at OIT longer than I've been alive. And, he's just done an outstanding job. And, guys like that, you just never know. You don't know when you meet them. Are they going to give you the time of day? You know, you want three national championships. Are they going to be a big timer? Are they full of ego, bravado? What's this guy like? And it's like talking to your uncle at a barbecue. He's so down to earth. And, there's not very many guys that are made like Danny Miles anymore. And there's guys in the NWAC that's thinking they're curing cancer and walking around, strutting around, that they're the real deal. And a guy like Coach Miles won three national championships, I don't know how many games, and been there 45 years, something like that. And he talks to you literally like he's a buddy of yours or a colleague. He's a class act. So I don't know. The Hall of Fame is a different deal. And, maybe eventually he'll get in there. There's a lot of legends that aren't in there yet, so we'll have to see. Hopefully we're around to see Coach Miles get in there. He's done a lot for the game of basketball in Oregon, and, by far is probably one of the best coaches to come out of the state. So, class act.
Yeah, and I think he's going to coach again somewhere. I get that impression. So that could be exciting where he winds up. You just never know. Bruce, how are things with your team? I know we're only in April, as I said to Trevor, but it's always good to get an update, and that's what we do this show about.
Yeah, we're undefeated so far, so things are going well. But, it's just getting up on our feet. We're the first week or second week back from spring break, and, we're started workouts and, making sure guys are in the right classes, they're going to class, and, just trying to do all the right things that all the colleges are trying to do and coaching staffs are trying to do this time of year. So, not any big news, but just trying to point everybody in the right direction and starting workouts and getting things rolling, recruiting-wise, all that good stuff, and just keep working at the recruiting and see what happens, and as you once told me, it's not about the X's and O's. It's about the Billies and the Joes. So we're trying to get us some Billies and Joes right now and add some new guys to the Titan mix, see what happens.
And that process is always interesting, recruiting.
It is. You know, it's almost a season within itself kind of thing. You know, you have your preseason, you have your season, you have your league season, all that stuff, and then you get into recruiting. And, you know, I heard the late, great Rick Majerus talk about recruiting's like combing your hair. You know, if you don't do it every day, you're going to look bad. And, of course, he didn't have any hair, but it's just one of those things that you have to do pretty much a lot to try to stay on top of the kids, because the guy next door is doing that. So you got to find the right kids that fit your program and do pretty much everything you can within the rules to get them to come to your place. So recruiting's a fun deal.
Bruce, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday night. Thank you for being on the program since day one.
Thanks. Feel better. Take care. Bye.
You betcha. Thank you. That's Bruce Chavka, the head men's coach at Lake Community College. Now let's swing up to beautiful, let's see here. I didn't hit the right button there. Let's swing up to beautiful Portland, Oregon, and talk to Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach at Portland Community College, who has won both a state championship in high school and the NWAC championship, which I think is pretty darn cool for a double daily, Tony.
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me. And
you
what
betcha.
A great game. What a great game. My, oh, my. That had to be one of the top national championships that we've had ever. I mean, I truly enjoyed that game.
Probably the best game since the 33 years ago when Lorenzo Charles is shot, or was he the guy that put the basket in? North Carolina State beats Houston in the final. So very close. And Tony, I know you watch it intently like all the coaches on the program. That was a pretty nice play that Jay Wright ran with 4 seconds to go.
No doubt. And as a coach, you know, you're looking at that kind of stuff real close. And that was really beautiful. He has his shooter, I guess the guy who's leading the team in shooting 3-point shooting percentage, take the ball out of bounds. He trails the point guard, and the point guard plants and gives it to him, kind of does a little a halfway ball screen handoff, and gives it to number two, Jensen, and he sticks a beautiful shot. It was a great play. And, you know, the interesting thing is, though, that I think Roy Williams will probably hear about is that they didn't have anybody guarding the inbounder, who's the guy who hit the shot, Jensen, I think his name is. So, you know, what kind of defense was North Carolina in? I think that's going to get some conversation over the next couple of days. But what an incredible play Jay Wright ran, and his guys answered it and hit the three. Classic. This is instant classic.
Yeah, and interesting, Bill Walton brought up the same point that you did about guarding the inbounder. It was an instant classic. Tony, have you had much dealings with Coach Miles? And kind of a shame, once again, he misses out on the getting into the big one, the Naismith Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know. I've never met Coach Miles yet, but I've just heard wonderful things about him and from guys I really respect. They just revere him, and I'm hoping to meet with him at some point and pick his brain, try to learn some things. And I've heard that he's really open and just a regular guy who would love to do that. So that's my goal, is to sit down with him at some point. But I don't know much about him, so I can't comment a whole lot about whether or not he should be in the Hall of Fame. I do know that he's well-respected, but I do know one thing. Allen Iverson is a Hall of Fame basketball player, so I hate to compare whether or not he gets in to whether or not Allen Iverson should be in.
Well, I think on numbers there, they seem to limit the numbers to the same amount of people every year. And what I think the thing that's so interesting is it's going to be a long time before anybody passes Coach Miles as the second winningest coach in all of college basketball, 1,041 wins. I think Coach K will pass him here, maybe in a couple of years, but it just kind of sad. Tony, how about things at Portland Community College? I know that you're ramping up for 16-17. You're excited. You talked last week about your returning team. Recruiting's always fun this time of year, though.
Oh, it is. It's one thing that I think people, even the average person who's not a coach, can kind of feel that the excitement of is when you're trying to find guys to bring into your program that can fill a void or fill a need. And so, you look out and you talk to players, you watch players, you get video from kids. Kids are always emailing you things. And nowadays with the modern technology, they can send you video clips of themselves. So you're evaluating them. You're talking to different friends that you have around the country or around the state. And then you begin to try to narrow it down to some guys who you want to bring in and see what they can do to help your team. It's really fun. It's a challenge when you're in the junior college level, and especially when you're in a situation like Portland Community College, because the apartments and where can a kid live and all that stuff's a challenge. But it's something that you can handle. You know it coming in, and it's a lot of fun. And we've got our eyes on some really good players, and we expect to do really good in this recruiting time.
Very good, Tony. Have a great week, and we will talk to you again next Monday night.
All right. Thanks for having me. Take care.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach of Portland Community College. And we close out the program each week by going to Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College in beautiful Oregon City, Oregon. Cliff, how you doing tonight?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for doing another show on NWAC basketball. Nice to hear the coaches tonight and talk about what's going on this time of the year at the junior college level.
Yeah, we've got a good variety tonight of everything. We'll end it up with you, and it'll continue to be good. I know you didn't go down to the Final Four this year, Cliff, but it was quite a game.
Well, it really was, and I was sitting next to Brian Stamm, earlier mentioned on this very program, and he was wearing his Villanova jersey, so he was a happy camper, and it was a great ball game, as exciting a finish as there probably has been in the history of that tournament, and one of those games you watch, you think, wow, if they played 10 times, it'd probably be a 5-5 split. They were just very evenly matched. They were very well coached, very good athletes on both sides of the ball. It's just a great college basketball game, I thought.
And Cliff, is it safe to say that Villanova was probably playing the best basketball as anybody at the end of the year? They may not have had the best team, but as we all know, whoever gets hot in this tournament, without question, is going to succeed for the most part, and they were hot every game they played.
I think that's the key year after year at every level to win a championship is be that team that's really playing well at the end of the year. Doesn't matter how great you were in November, but be playing well, be healthy, still be enjoying your coaches and your teammates, and be positive. And all those things were in place for Villanova. They peaked at the right time, so congratulations to Jay Wright, one of the great college coaches in America, I think, and I have thought that for a long time. And great championship for the Villanova Wildcats.
Absolutely. A great city, sports city, Philadelphia, and great basketball. I had the pleasure of watching many games in Philadelphia, including watching Rasheed Wallace in high school three or four times in Philadelphia in my visits there. But, Cliff, explain to our listeners, I should have maybe asked Tony this, and I apologize, but, winning a championship, you won multiple ones. What was that first one like for you, the feeling? How long did it take you to recover from the emotion?
It's really weird, but every time that happens, I think I woke up the next morning, and the first thing I thought the morning after is that it really didn't happen, that you dreamed a very real dream. And then as you kind of come into cognizance, you realize, yes, it really did happen. So there is a sort of a time, a numbness. There's a time it takes to sit in that it actually happened. But when it happens and you that final horn goes off and you realize that your team's on the floor and they've beaten everybody and there's nobody else at their level to beat, it really is the greatest feeling in the world as a team, as a coach, as an individual, whatever you want to call it. But it's really fabulous.
You know, I was talking the other day with and I talk to him every day, pretty much, the great John Spoelstra, father of Eric, and John brought up a great point, Cliff, I think, that he says there really isn't a lot of people out there coaching the coaches. And I was thinking that would be a great role for Coach Miles, Danny Miles, to coach the coaches as he goes into his retirement here.
Well, you know, he's been doing that in his own way for 40 or 45 or 50 years or whatever the heck it is. You know, he's coached all his assistant coaches. He's coached all his players, many who have become coaches. I've heard him speak a number of times at clinics, and I know he's done a really good job of sharing and imparting his wisdom. So, in my opinion, he's been coaching coaches a long time. And I also wanted to throw my two cents in for Danny Miles not to be in Naismith Hall of Fame. I just think it's a shame. He's the greatest, without a doubt, the greatest college coach in the history of our state and one of the great coaches in the history of America. And what he's done over the years, and it's just incredible. And I followed him very closely. He got his job about the time I started playing in college, and I played in college when he was on the bench on the other side of the court at OIT. So we go a long ways back, and we've maintained a good relationship over the years and helped each other out. And he is really a classy, humble guy who was, you know, this incredible athlete in his day and has just been this incredible coach, not just in basketball, the way. He had great success in football and baseball also along the way. So he's really been a landmark here and has really put his thumbprints all over the history of college basketball in this state and all up and down the West Coast for sure.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, I think he coached the softball team at OIT, the women's softball team, and I think he won a championship or two there. So you're right, great point there. And, of course, the thing that's most phenomenal in his record besides over 1,000 wins, where he's averaged 23 wins per year. That is unbelievable. But it also is the fact, Cliff, he's had 10 30-win seasons. That's very hard to do in the NAIA where, you know, they don't play as many games as the Division I.
No, absolutely. That's incredible. You know, even to have one 30-win season in a coaching career is amazing. And that's an incredible feat in itself. But to do that 10 times, that just staggers my imagination that you could put on 10 teams on the floor that many seasons and win 30 ball games. That's just mind-boggling to me, and it's another reason that he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Very good, Cliff. Congratulations to Brian Stamm, a great guy that we know, that a fabulous person. I'm excited for him that Villanova won. I'm always excited to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Okay, thanks so much, Greg.
You betcha. That's Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to make all your free throws.